Secretary Katzenbach on one.
NSA business.
Yes, sir.
On the Clifford Bundy Wiggins idea,
yes, sir.
I've talked with Clark. Now, I'd like to start that very quietly to have those three in without any publicity.
That's good.
Because I think this thing's got a hell of a lot of ramifications. Can we just keep that quiet?
Sure.
All right.
Sure. I don't know.
I think we got to think through what we're going to do on it. We have to just stonewall it today, I think.
They tell me they've had a lot of meetings with a lot of people in the government from time to time, so it's pretty well known, and I would expect all over the Congress. And, the only thing I ever knew about it was that Doug Kater came in the other day. It's the first time it's mentioned me. I don't want to say that, but he told me about it, and I said, well, two things. First, I'd keep it out of here. I'd get the damn thing closed up. He said, well, that's being done anyway. And I'd ask state, because it's exchange like USI and others,
right,
to take it. And so that's where we would do. I've issued no orders, don't intend to, but I just think, I thought Webb handled his space thing pretty, it was the most explosive thing I've known of, and he just had the board go in and quietly look at it and say, we can't make any report until we have a hearing. And that, in effect, cuts it off until it simmers down. Now, I don't know when the report comes in, maybe something else, but I've watched a lot of them go into that, and I often wondered how we got by with Bay of Pigs, with Bobby and Max Taylor, and who was the other one? There's a boy of three. It was
Dulles.
Did he study himself?
Yes, sir.
That's it.
How they got by with that, I don't know, but they did.
So...
safe kind of study. But
I see our friend is misinterpreting what happened in our room over the other day. Did you see the star thing?
I saw that, yeah.
I think it you ought to be telling stories like that, and I'm going to tell the star that that's not what happened. So I don't know whether you can have any influence on it or not, but we had a report from him all over the country, and then when he said my State Department, I didn't pick him out. I said, it's yours. That was about the extent of it, except what he'd say when he went out. And I told him he ought to tell him my thought. He was free to say anything he wanted to. I didn't care which way he did it.
You made that very clear. Of course, what he did say was fine.
That's right. But to go and say that he got beat over the head is just quite untrue.
Yes.
And it's kind of tricky to say that he didn't ask for a meeting, too. We got what he said.
Yeah.
And... he didn't say, I want an appointment, but he said, I'm ready to see the president. And there's not much difference when Senator calls you. But I wish you'd do anything you could to try to get that thing straightened out.
All right, sir. I think he's in Florida with his... maybe back. He was down with his father. And on the point on the Clifford thing is that he's being chairman of that National Intelligence Board. It might create the wrong impression to the public. That's one of the things we have to think about. So I'd like to get those three in very quietly.
Yes, it might do it. Yeah. Maybe you ought to have a...
let's get their advice as to the best.
That's right. What about this fellow Whitaker? He just lied on me last night. He got out and said I made a speech to a bunch of demonstrators and called them fellow revolutionaries and told them to violate law and order. Now, first, I didn't make any speech to anybody but Major General Clifton on the day he mentioned, August the 3rd. On August the 4th, I talked to 10,000 government interns. And I didn't call them fellow revolutionaries, but I did say, you young people, a protest status quo. And I did my age, and you ought to keep it up. Use your own judgment. Protest poverty and protest war and protest all the things you don't like. Disease. But not a thing like he said. And he said, well, he got it out of the U.S. News, and we can't find it in U.S. News. Now, is Whitaker that irresponsible? Former Chief Justice. Yeah.
Awful far to the right. I wouldn't have thought he was quite that irresponsible, but boy, he's made a bunch of speeches on this that have sounded very much like your opponent in the last campaign.
What would you do? He's speaking to a Goldwater organization. Now, would you have some newspaper pointed out?
Yeah, I think that'd be the best way to ask him where. What? I don't think I think that's just enough. I mean, the kind of people that believe that are way over there and he helps to lose. I don't think that much impact.
You wouldn't pay attention to it then?
I'd pay much less attention to it. I'd rather quietly get a couple of newspapers to move. But I wouldn't give it that much more lift.
Okay, I would. All right.